Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is March 3rd, 2013. This is a two-hour show, and it's live. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Hello, listeners and new listeners in the wake of the sequestration that everyone's talking about and is going into effect, and the processes of different forms of cutting future spending in various types of programs. But it's really more involved in that, and we're going to cover some of that today. For the new listeners, we try to cover at least 5 to 6 disciplines per show, and plus, crossover information from engineering to medicine to law and then back into politics. And of course, the big focus is on the water and the biochemistry of the body and the effect of various forms of medical maladies that occur as a result of more than contamination, actually by control of various medical protocols, such as not having the proper tests when you go to the physician, the ones to ask for. We try to give more clues as we go along. We get a lot of, I explain a lot of these tests during the shows, and they're going to change your very life, because now, of course, the law is now set in place. It went into effect yesterday on Obamacare, that what you tell a doctor goes into the computer, so you have to be real careful. So anyone can read it. You know, it can be in the main computer from Watson from Switzerland, and it comes back to the main hospital. There's a court that the public doesn't know much about. In fact, never heard of it. But it's been around a long, long time. It's one of the most powerful courts. It's even more powerful than the Supreme Court. It's called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. It has 11 judges. And John Roberts, who is presiding judge of the, of the Supreme Court, has nominated United States District Court Reggie Walton on this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. They meet in private. They have a non-adversarial session, and they meet in a courthouse in downtown Washington. And Reggie Walton is the one who tried Louis Scooter Libby and the Roger Clemens case on the baseball pitcher. And so this court is secretive, and it is known in the law and is known within the law circles that this is a secretive court. It's been given a bump up by the Obama administration. This was done last night in the middle of the night on executive order, that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court will now rule on Obamacare cases, if you live or die. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention that the amicus curiae brief, or the friend of the court brief that I filed four of them, concerning a challenge to the United States Constitution and Health and Human Services on the constitutionality of the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which is the board of 15 people, literally bureaucrats, that will be selected by the Senate subcommittee, and with advice from the secret court of the FISA, which I opened the show with. These folks will be accountable to determine if the cost-effective analysis on the economy of scale for your treatment will be given to you based upon the year of life. It's called the year of life extension. These death panels, there'll be 12 of them. And in England, they've been called death panels for the past 10 years. In India, they've been called the death panels for approximately 15 years. In communist countries, which is where this idea originated, which was taken off from the East German, what's called the Plantov. The Plantov was the form when they Berlin Wall was up. And, of course, they had, in those days, they were in cubby holes. You had cubby holes, sections of different people. Everybody had a number. And this is the way health care was given. If you were a communist and in the proletariat, you were able to get the care first. That, of course, is the implementation of the executive order on the waivers, which were signed last night. And we'll set that aside for just a moment and then tie this in with other pieces of information. Now, the Patent and Trademark Office has a new acting director. Her name is Teresa Stanek Ray, and she joined the Patent and Trademark Office in 2011 as a deputy director. And then you have Deborah Cohn, who is the Commissioner of Trademarks. You have Margaret Faraceno, who is the Commissioner of Patents. You have Shira Perlmutter, is the Patent and Trademark Office Chief Policy Officer and Director for the International Affairs. You have Janet Gongola, who's the Patent Reform Coordinator for the new rules under the America Invents Act. This is the first time in the history of the United States that the Patent and Trademark Office has been billeted by all women. And I'm just mentioning that from the standpoint of its implications. It'll be coming down in about a year and a half. Remember that March 16th of this year is the change of the United States of America's patent law. It was signed by Obama again in two ceremonies, one for public consumption and one and again in the middle of the night. This was the idea of the first to file would have the precedent filing date for your idea. Of course, this puts it on an even keel, according to the elitists, in terms of the global intellectual property world. And the first to conceive, which was Thomas Jefferson's point, that you had an opportunity to protect your patent. It's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8. And it was written by Thomas Jefferson's own hand, that you had an opportunity to defend your invention and your concept and for a determinable time. Of course, that conception date is no longer valid as prior art, and the process of the first to file, which means that anyone in the world and it can have a print or publication of the concept, or have you will not be able to what was called swearing back, where you had an affidavit. It was called Affidavit 131. You can still use Affidavit 131 to go behind someone's conceptual idea if there's an interference. But the Democrats, I'm not picking on any particular party, but Senator Leahy's got his name on it, and plus the processes, and they worked it out. I call it the Obamacare of innovation. I have a lot of confidence in the personnel that are at the Patent and Trademark Office at this time, and I'm not just saying that because I'm very much involved in intellectual property valuation. But I say to everyone, and have in terms of any kind of communication I have with the Beltway, that my competition as a intellectual property evaluator and concern of intellectual ideas, I have 900,000 patent examiner types being trained in China. It's 900,000. They've changed off one part of Hong Kong, one part of Singapore, and Shanghai, these three cities, to train people to do nothing but have first to file on any idea that they can have or steal or re-engineer, and that's the truth. It's the fall of America and innovation in the process. People talk about jobs, and they're going to have process, and going to have process. It's all facade. If you do not have protection of your idea based on the manufacturing or the development of a chemical compound or the process of medicine, and, of course, what Parker Pathways are all about is the expose of the use of water, the water molecule as part of food and energy and medicine, and two, the function of food in the termination of processes and apparatuses and compositions, which are the cause of which are what are patentable. Of course, this has now been extended into software, which the Belinsky decision, where as long as you can attach it to a process of a transformation or a mechanical touch with the concept of the algorithm, then it's a patentable claim. This is why my work, we're concept of working algorithms with the IBM computer Watson, the algorithms for the medical diagnosis. Now, when the people talk behind in the Beltway what Warren Buffett gave to Obama to make him a billionaire, and the whole thing, it all has to turn, and the thing that really is the truth. You have the process of the Heinz ketchup company, which was based upon all of these other compositions of species and genuses, the genus in a patent claim for food. They controlled 4/10 of all of the food supply and processing in the world. So you have Alex Bering, who is the 3G managing partner, and in partnering with the Brazilian private equity firm that teamed with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, and to buy Heinz ketchup. The people just think it's a ketchup company, but they paid $28 billion, and it's the richest purchase or transaction within the stock market process, because the NASDAQ is being bought by foreign governments in this country. We only have right now, as it stands, 32% of the stock market as it stands, and people talk a good game about buying this or the gold or the currency or futures or transfers or equity trading funds. Only about 32% of what you see on the floor or know about is actually owned by any American entity. We now have lost our water disposal units and plants in small countries across the United States. That's 71% owned by foreign governments. We have close to 80% of all stock market transactions and floors owned by foreign governments. We have 10% of the debt with China in terms of this, and this $28 billion Heinz purchase by Berkshire Hathaway and the Brazilian private equity firm now controls the process of foreign governance of over 63% of all food in the world. So that that is the secret court that I opened the show with will give sanctification for this transaction. Now, the whole process turns out, in order to do business in the United States of America, foreign governments hire investment firms to pay people on payrolls. Now, of course, it's on the Obama payrolls, and they, in terms of state, if you're a Democratic state, then you get the favor. If you're a Republican state, you don't, and they openly say that. So we have an example of this, which is called Pay to Play with New Mexico, and the Chicago investment firm of Vanderbilt Capital Advisors is to pay New Mexico $24 million for fines for pay for play on everything we've been talking about in the past 6 minutes. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime!
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I just wanted to mention that in Belgium, there is a full-scale riots in terms of the trade unions condemning the word austerity. And, of course, the trade unions are organized. They're pretending out to protest the social legislation in Belgium that links the automatic pay raises to inflation. If you were to change the name of Belgium to the United States of America, you would have the exact wording of what is happening now in the United States in a subtle way, which is why Homeland Security has their army out in the past 3 days. We have a caller, Andy, from California. Hello, Andy.
How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, just fine.
Me on the radio here. Let me cue up this tape recorder, and it just goes downhill from there. You're being required for quality assurance, and therein lies the whole issue. And everyone's grievance seems to be that the few get a hold of discovery, and the many suffer at the hands of that and forfeit the ultimate power of the grand jury. And the grand jury is the one that keeps the checks and balances in place in regards to the country having taxation representation. And we're just a group of people in society that feel that we should have equal access to public buildings or private with our auxiliary tape recorder that we've used in special ed in regards to dyslexia or ADHD. And can you remember every word that I just said? No. And a pill won't change that. And we're just looking for support. If you want to watch my show on YouTube, it's TSBN-TV, the Coalition of Learning Disabled. It's a six-minute-long show. We've exhausted all resources. We took our case to the federal courts and the district court in San Francisco, and they changed the rules of court. As of now, no longer can a judge make a medical decision from the bench. But still, we don't have access. We just want to be able to go to board meetings like anybody else without getting arrested. And our simple statement we say is, equality under all laws is paramount. This is the mainspring for the progress of we the people. And that's a yes or no answer. And that's basically the legal term for saying, I only have you as I treat others.
I only have a minute before the break. You don't have a question. Actually, you're promoting the...
I just plug in judicial transparency because, like I say, everyone's complaining about the poisonous fruit that falls from the tree, but no one's willing to pick up the axe and chop down the tree that shades out.
When I started out, Andy, six and a half years ago, on Republic Broadcasting Network, I was the one that exposed nationally the whole concept of the addition of chloramine added to the drinking water by the United States government, even though they knew it would cause cancer and leukemia.
Well, I got spring water here.
Yeah, and but it's more than the water. The thing, you can have that chloramine cause cloud health damage, which was on the RBN homepage. Now, the reason that it's worth reading, it's not just something that somebody you think is going to be taking it from a utility tax, tied in with that...
Solar power, that,
Is the idea that we have, I've been promoting globally and on the table with the United Nations, we have grand juries for civil actions and we have grand juries for criminal actions, but we do not have a grand jury for science and technology. And
you know, I'm using a tape recorder, though? I mean, it's not a grand jury unless you have the evidence in hand when you walk out.
Just back up, Andy. I'm on your side, but you have to understand let's go back a little bit here, just a few seconds we have. The whole thing comes down to the fact that the Constitution has been shredded because the various forms of action being done without legislation has always been the cornerstone for Agenda 21. And the whole thing comes down to things is that if we had a grand jury for science and technology, it would be possible to have a concept of, for instance, you're bringing up ADHD, the whole issue of that. For instance, let's take this whole issue. You take a week and a half ago, there's been some exquisite work done on genetic on epigenetics, so in the terms of the gene structures that overlay for various forms of autism and ADHD. Now, in order to bring this in with, if we were dealing with health care and certainly on the psychiatric concept of being able to code that so that people can get care, you have to go to a special... court to be able to do this. These are called psychiatric courts. What happens with these is...
Now, you go to SSI Disability, but you get threatened with arrest if you use your tape recorder. So what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, but what just... I'm trying to give you, because I deal with this in the front line, and I'm the one that wrote the whole thing in terms of the whole page. There's seven pages that have been accepted into the Psychiatric Association. Now, the whole problem that comes down to this is that we do not have a public informed well enough to understand the secret courts and the forms of medicine. And I'm glad you called because I agree with you and the process, and I hope people tune in to your station and your show. You call again, Andy.
Take care.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker. I wasn't expecting to cover a couple subjects until the second hour of Parker Pathways, but I want to piggyback on Andy from California's call. We'll take this back, and then we've got to pick up a couple thoughts concerning the control of the court system and the development of the water and population of the earth boundary changes, which I've been talking about for 4 years, is now going to come to pass. So we take that thought and we're going to move over there. What we're going to do is that this is March 3. So on March 4, which is tomorrow, according to the final verdict that was rendered on the first common law court case against the Vatican and Canada for genocide, will be presented to the International Tribunal of Church and State in the World Court for crimes of over 50,000 Indian children on that they suspected died in Canada as a result of churches and residential schools under the indictment. Now, the idea here is that the death of the children are based upon the control of systematic death by various forms of restriction of water and food. Now, the Pope, of course, cannot be arrested. His name is Joseph Ratzinger. Under the protection and defiance of the international law, as put forth by this common law court in Canada. Now, the concept of where I wanted to go in terms of having a grand jury of science and technology in this country not to be a common law court as it is in Canada before the indictment of the Pope tomorrow. The point is that the formation of the state as determined by the Federalist Papers prevents people from having a voice concerning the process of the development of what is called the sacred humanity. Now, when on the seal of the Pope, which was defaced, which is necessary for the Pope's ring to be defaced, because they didn't, you know, you can't have any fake documents from someone else using the Pope's ring, so the ring has been defaced. But the process of the symbology of determination of who is more fit. That's an important sentence because that's what Senator Biden is promoting, is the process of people that are unworthy or do not have what is the word that Vice President Biden's using is fulfillment. So this is a promotion of the concept of putting forth the carbon footprint. Remember what I taught you 2 years ago in terms of the reference man, the French work that was done concerning the development of the medical parameters and protocols for determination of the reference man. The reference man is the indices that are done in determination of the carbon footprint, which is integrated into the electronic medical record. So the process of this will be determination of the Independent Advisory Council for Health and Human Services in the Obamacare system. So the 19 agencies will determine which ones are the allocations of the carbon footprint based on the sense of fulfillment. Now, the indictment that is against the process of the Queen of England and the Prime Minister of Canada and the Pope, the retiring Pope, has avoided arrest within the Vatican under the flag of the Italian government. It's important that you follow the process of how this unfolds. I want to take you back. Remember the Schiavo case. This is when Janet Reno was the Attorney General. They would not let Schiavo, a comatose female, have that cup of water. That picture was the signal by the United States government in the terms of what was called the fulfillment quantas. Of course, this ties in with Waco, Texas, and the process of what happened there with the Attorney General. That was more than just a religious person, 20, you know, many years ago, of which they attacked and killed the religious folks there. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact the process of what is called the Doctors for Justice are promoting the concept that Obamacare is actually a copy of the process of what happened with the East German model, the Russian model, where Stalin was. It was, what was it, 20 to 25 million people he was starving to death, and under a flag of a different system. So all of this goes onto the table of the International Court and the secret court tomorrow morning. Now take that information and place it within the formation of here we have a caller who is trying to find ways to develop a spoke system for a the basic reclassification, actually, of four psychiatric disorders. Now, this whole process became world news not any more than a week ago, which was suppressed by the Italian press, and also particularly the Italian press, because the Italian president was actually hustling the Pope. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that you take the study which was put forth a week and a half ago, that brain cells can outlive the human body. Now, this has been known in medicine for some time. We had our when I first started in cancer research in the process of this, we always knew that as our starting point. We couldn't explain it completely, but cancer cells were actually mutated cells, which is, you have to understand, we were starting from the primitive position of square A, what had been done in biochemistry. But we knew that those cells had their own entity and code system. There was only one cell in the body, and that still stands to this day, which has the genetic code for if it comes from another species. It can come from extraterrestrial species. It can come from, I'm not saying it comes from extraterrestrial species, but I'm saying is the process of the development of the brain cell, which has its own separate system. And the whole process, they can last twice as long as the organisms in which they reside. So it was understandable that cancer research at that time was to use brain cells within cancer cells, and these projects never made the light of day. I have all the material on that, and it'll be part of my treatise, which I'm going to expose to the public. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that these long-lived cells are constantly replaced. So, in other words, humans are born with almost the neurons that they'll ever have, but they'll say that the neurons can be implanted in the brains of other fetuses. So therefore, you can have life extension reinstituted, what's called by transmission, and transmutation transmission. So now, let us say that you place a religious hocus-pocus on this and say, well, God created this, or the process of other aspects of the development came to this fruition as a result of an outside force. Or let's say that we are controlling this by the use of 60% of our body, which is water. Now, the whole process is under the United Nations Agenda 21 system, the water which is in your body now belongs to the United Nations in the disclosure documents in the hospitals, which I talked about 4 years ago. I did 17 shows over a period of 4 years exposing you the actual code. In fact, I even gave you the actual ICD-A9 code, which has been now changed to the ICD-A10 code, which won't be fully implemented until next year. So now, let's take that information and we place it within the information of how you can have the process of organic computers by which you connect minds with the brain link of anyone who's gotten it, which is the process of this has been done in the process of specially bred rats, where you can have the second rat receiving the thoughts of the first, mimicking the behavior, and then putting it back into another rat. This is done in Duke University Medical Center. Now, these kinds of experiments are based upon the concept of the control mechanism of not of food, but of water. So in other words, the process of the thing, when the United Nations placed their edict a week ago, in the process of the Pope indictment was coming up based on the control of killing over a period of time close to 50,000 Indian students in Canada, the whole process comes down to the fact that you have a developmental system as it comes in who owns the water. Remember, I've taught you that when I had my talk with Gorbachev, eyeball to eyeball, and that was some time ago. In fact, that was about 5 years ago. And the whole thing, I said, we should have a right to vote what goes in our food and water. That's what I presented to the President of the United States. That's what we signed in the position of engineers and scientists concerning the fracking water, which is in the process of being indirectly contaminated. And of course, they know it, and the people know it, and the process knows it. Right now, you have the process of, as Intel reports, of the next world conflagration war is going to be over water. And the countries know it. The processes know it. You take the court case between Texas and New Mexico. They're on the Rio Grande. Rio Grande, they have Texas and New Mexico are in dispute, okay? Now, they're in the process. The shares of water in the Rio Grande is governed by an agreement, which is it was signed. The agreement's quite thick, which is surprising because it was signed in 1938. And because in those days, they only had one or two sheets to do contracts, not as they do today. So Texas is downstream from New Mexico and has asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the process of the shares of water and change the boundary of New Mexico in terms of the repopulation system. Now, you understand that it's arrogance for human beings to think that they control climate change. In terms, it's a mathematical model, which I've explained in great detail how bogus it is. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that you have drought systems that are going to intensify in New Mexico, Oklahoma, and South Dakota, and the Missouri River to be abolished in terms of nature. So you have Texas suing Oklahoma on the Red River. Now, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing the case. The amicus curiae briefs have been filed. There are 400 and some amicus curiae briefs, and I'm one of them. And the terms of the Tarrant Regional Water District in northern Texas. It wants Oklahoma to supply it with water from the tributaries that flow into the Red River. So, but the whole point is that the Red River is the border between the two states. So the problem that is not only there, but when President Clinton was signing over the national parks and rivers to the United Nations, and he did that on television in front of God and everyone in the Yosemite Park, the United Nations feels that they own the Red River. Now, you take the process of the Chattahoochee River, which is Georgia versus Alabama and Florida. So now you have the process of the water from the Chattahoochee. It's actually the Chattahoochee River is in Georgia, and then they're feeding water in Florida and Alabama, and so they have 7 lawsuits, one against the United Nations, one against the United States Corps of Engineers, and the process of development of the United Nations development of taking over and owning Alabama. Now, China says that the process in terms of their development, so that we're really clear, and the whole thing you need to understand very clearly, you have 834 tons of gold that's been bought by China. You have 416 tons of gold recently bought by Russia. Now, the gold that they're buying are to pay for what the transfer costs are, because China owns 10% of the United States of America as it stands now as we speak. Now, if we default, then on the process of what we owe China, then China has eminent domain on the foreign trade zones, and they will take all 257 of them. Now, the whole process, you take that information and you place it in with the suits in terms of the water and the control, how it ties in with the World Court's position on the determination of the water supply and who lives and dies, which is tied into the Obamacare, word for word, and the section. In fact, there is a section, I believe we're at, I've read all the sections on air, section 3111. And that's what covers what we're discussing right now. When we come back, I'm going to try to finish up and give you more information on what's called the new water. 800-313-9443.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing the process of water wars and the determination of what I tried to present about three shows ago. On the stock market, there's a process called the Water Cost Index. And, of course, this is promoted back by IBM in terms and other consortium investment houses around the world. And the idea that IBM's interest, of course, in this is the control of the water based on the metering process. So the metering process will, in the process called the New Water, And this will be under the control of the United Nations and put forth and be the same process by which Watson, the computer which is doing the algorithms for determination of the cost effectiveness of human medical care. Most of the hospitals being built today do not have doctors in them. They are computerized. The trained nurses will go to the screen, punch into the code, which I talk about, the ICD-10, but it'll be on sub-algorithm number after that, price, and then your carbon footprint number, and then the process of your algorithmic number for the electronic medical record. And then on part of the carbon footprint will be what is called the smart water grid. Now, if you are in the process of the carbon footprint and the smart water grid, which will be on the stock market, by the way, and commodity exchanges will have water on the same process of commodities as soybeans or corn are processed. And you can imagine this is the buying and selling of human life. And, of course, there's a word in futures which is called contango. Contango is a word where it is to mean the forward price of a futures contract on a commodity is above the expected future spot price. That's the basis of futures, of course, is, as you know, is you're experiencing the process of betting on a put or a call. In other words, you're selling or you're buying. Now, if you have a process of water, which is based upon the concept of the 60% base of what's in the human body, you have a situation where you can have an arbitrage of supply and demand. In other words, the price of the futures contract on a human being's carbon footprint based upon the water would be a form of contango. So, in other words, you have a converging of a spot price at the expiration date as it approaches. So, in other words, you would have a falling price based upon the human's carbon footprint, based uppon the electronic medical record, and based upon the process of the availability of water in the region of which the supposed drought is occurring. And if the drought is occurring, then there are people who are not legislating climate change. They say, well, this is the result of climate change, which in truth is not. It's the process of, if you look at the satellite pictures of the United States of America, you find if you have 5 to 7 million gallons of water used for each fracking process of natural gas, if you have recycled water put in the drinking water and placed into the irrigation system of the food, you now have 80% of the United States of America with unusable water. We'll see you on the next hour of Parker Pathways.